The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, July the 19th. We got two topics today. We're going to start, first of all, with Adult Daycare Connection and then Fayette Area Community Theater. But I want to introduce you to Jerry Kiesling from Adult Daycare Connection. Welcome to Columbia also, Jerry.
Thank you, Paul.
Now, you've been at Adult Daycare not very long, right?
About 3 months.
Yeah, you came from Jeff City.
Right.
And what brought you here?
Well, I've always worked with elderly folks and disabled adults throughout my entire career, and this was a really good fit. An Adult Day Connection is located on MU campus, and we have about 20 people every day who come to us for care during the day.
Yeah, and if people are not familiar what Adult Day Care Connection is, it's a wonderful, wonderful organization for people who can't stay by themselves, but they don't need to go to a nursing home. They just need some help during the day, and then they go back to their home in the evening.
Right. Either they are married and have a spouse who's their caregiver, or they have a child who's their caregiver and needs a break, or they're working, and we're ideally suited for that.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean they have to be there 5 days a week either. Some people come just 1 or 2 days a week, right?
Right. And so we're open from 7:30 in the morning to 5 in the evening, and people often drop off their family member when they go to work, and sometimes they come 2 or 3 days a week. Sometimes it's 5 days a week.
Yeah. This is an absolutely wonderful service to the community. Do you have space available now if somebody listening needs some help, or are you totally full?
We do have space. Right now, we have space for 24 participants each day, and on most days, we have 15 to 16 people in our space.
Mm-hmm. So you can go anywhere between 5, 6, 7 more people.
Definitely.
And the cost, is it on a sliding scale as to what people can afford?
Sometimes it can be. So our cost per day is $84 a day, which is about half of what a nursing home would cost for most adults. Mm-hmm. And we do have some funds from fundraising and some city monies that we use.
This is part of the university, correct?
Definitely. And they provide us space for what we do. And then what we fundraise and what we get from revenues from our participants is what we pay our bills with.
Yeah, I remember years ago when Adult Daycare Connection started with Lewis Long. It used to be called Elder Care.
Right.
Many years ago it was Elder Care. But it has continued to grow and is an important part of the community. If people want more information about it, how can they get in touch with you?
So they should call me or our staff at the Adult Day Connection, and our number is 573-882-7070.
And probably Wanda's going to answer the phone.
Definitely.
Wanda's a great lady. She's a great lady. Are you looking for volunteers to help out also?
We are. We are going to be doing a redesign of our space in the fall. Uh-huh. We have students who are going to help us redesign it, and we may need volunteers to help us move furniture, move things in our space, and also for community volunteers with our participants.
Give the phone number one more time if people want information.
So it's 882-7070.
Okay, Jerry, thank you so much
for coming by.
Okay, now I turn to John Wiggins, an old friend, and Steve Jones. Good to have both of you here. Haven't seen you, John, since we were out at the shed many years ago. But you're here today from Fayette Community Theater.
Absolutely.
What do we got going on?
We have a great production. I actually brought Bobby with me. We're doing Stephen Sondheim's Company. Uh-huh. And Bobby is the central character. And he is on this quest, you know, to figure out whether he needs to be married or not. And what relationships are about. Are they good? Are they bad? It's a great comedy. Fantastic lyrics. You know, a score by Sondheim, you can never go wrong.
So, Bobby, what do you come up with?
You know, he just sits. He's got this these five couples that he's friends with, and he just sits in and sort of watches how they come up with and how they observe and how he lives his single life.
I'm not that familiar with the show. Sure. What happened? How does it end?
In the end, he is happy with who he is.
Well, you
he
look is. Like a very happy person because I'm looking at you and you've had a smile on your face ever since you walked in here.
Well, I'm happy to be here and still be alive today, so that's always a good thing.
That is, but I like that attitude.
Yeah. And, you know, Bobby's a little like that. He's happy to be where he is and to watch the people around him and see how they are living their lives. And does he want to be involved in a long-term relationship like that?
So did Bobby end up in a long-term relationship, or do we have to come see the production to find out?
Come see the production and see the craziness of these married couples.
How many folks, what's the cast?
We have 13 in the cast, fairly small. We have the five married couples.
Are you in the cast?
I'm directing the show.
Oh, you're so directing. Yeah, okay, absolutely. So you're not one
not
of the
on
actors
stage.
This time.
Not yeah. on stage. And then Bobby has three girlfriends as well. So he's quite the
one
active
of those
man.
Three girlfriends. You're trying to decide if they're going to be your wife
among the three, or perhaps nobody. yes, he is. He's. You know the
Do
show.
They know that they're being considered.
I believe they know. The show was written in 1970 when perhaps dating and relationships were slightly different. So
it sounds like a really funny, and there's music too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tremendous score, but very funny show. Also great satire as well. I think that everybody that comes can identify with one of the married couples, the craziness of relationships, the playfulness of Bobby, the playfulness of relationships, and life in general. You know, this fantastic journey that we're on. We don't know where we're going to go, and at the end,
no,
we have
we
to
don't.
Be happy with ourselves.
We really don't know where we're going to go, do we? Absolutely. We don't know where we'll be tomorrow. Where this journey that we call life, and where we end up later tonight or tomorrow is still up in the air.
John makes this wonderful observation, I think, that we all think we are in a crazy relationship, but the older we get, we realize that everybody's in crazy relationships, and that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how it is.
And you know what? The older you get, also, you realize the better things are.
Very
absolutely.
True.
Absolutely.
Very true.
That is true. That is true. Somehow or another, everything seems to work out the way it's supposed to.
It does.
So if you want to see this production, when and where?
Well, performance will be July 26th through the 28th.
Okay.
And the Assembly Hall, which is underneath Lynn Memorial Church on the Central Methodist campus. You can't miss the church. If you go to the east side of the church, down a few steps underneath the church.
Okay. So, yeah. The church is – it's on
– It's on Lynn Street, which is right on the main drag as you come into Fayette, right there with –
Oh, that's a beautiful church.
Central
yeah.
Methodist.
That's a
yeah,
beautiful –
absolutely.
And that's where the quilt show is all the time.
Absolutely.
Right? Connie Shay's quilt show.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's an absolutely gorgeous church.
Absolutely.
So the
– So underneath it, there's a basement, a great theater, little theater. And
okay.
That's where we are.
And for ticket information?
For ticket information?
Probably facebook.com/FayetteAct.
Okay, facebook.com/FayetteAct.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, thank you, guys,
thank you guys
for coming by. We're out of time for today, Monday, MU Healthcare and Missouri River Communities. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.